In terms of numbers, roughly how many migrants are we seeing attempting to cross the US-Mexico border illegally?
Look, I think we're talking about a figure of thousands. And what's important to understand that the so-called US-Mexican border may exist on maps, but in many cases, it's a virtual frontier. It's a frontier that may be marked by a river, which can be walked through, walked across, or it may be marked by tracks left by border patrols. So it's not something that is not penetrable, and Trump is trying to fortify it. More is something that is literally very easy to cross, and even now with Trump's decision to increase border security along its border with Mexico, the United States suffers from severe shortage of how to describe them, border security guards, because they don't really have a proper border force. So in this sense, border, I mean, there are massive parts of borders now that remain US-Mexican border that remain exposed. Crossing it doesn't represent much of an issue unless that part, the part of the border either surveilled by means of drones, unmanned aerial vehicles, or border patrols on cars.
Mm. Trump has taken a fairly hard-line stance on this issue, and obviously there is the famous wall, which hasn't really gone up in any areas that weren't reinforced already. But why have we not seen this serve as more of a deterrent for the numbers that are crossing?
Well, I mean, the wall is something that I guess is seen as a visual deterrent than actually an effective deterrent. Why did Trump use the wall metaphor during his election campaign, well before COVID-19 and other problems? When you have porous border security control, you have problems with local security. People who live in border areas feel quite vulnerable and exposed to foreigners who may come at their will. Even if people are desperate, those who want to cross the border, and predominantly the economic migrants, any form of illegal activity increases levels of crime. When they come into the country illegally, they're in search for jobs, they're in search for food, they're in search for basic needs, or quick fix solutions. As a result, there have been numerous reportings of lootings, there's been numerous reportings of tensions between local U.S. residents and incoming migrants. And given the fact there is legal proliferation of firearms in the United States and there is no shortage of them in Mexico, obviously that would also result in exchange of gunfires and of gunfire fights. And obviously that's something that has been on the minds of the part of the electorate that wanted a quick fix solution. The Democrats were unwilling to do anything about this because they wanted to demonstrate transparency, they wanted to demonstrate U.S. globalism, whilst Trump is driven by the idea of nation-state building. So for him, borders, and obviously the United States compared to many other countries, is an advantageous position. I mean, it only shares two land frontiers, one with Canada, which is a shared border, and it's fairly well-established border, and obviously Canada, in terms of socioeconomic development, in terms of values, on the same footing as the United States. It's only now when the Canadians and Americans decided to suspend border activity in response to COVID-19. The situation with Mexico is different. Mexico is a much poorer country, while sharing a considerable part of border with the United States. Mexico is also the country that has very complex and troubled history because, as probably many of the listeners would remember, Texas was once part of Mexico and was effectively taken away from Mexico through a series of border conflicts. Plus, Mexico is a gateway to any migrants that may travel as far as South America, crossing the Panama Canal into Mexico with their target being the United States or possibly Canada. So the situation there has been different. So for Trump to demonstrate his nation-building skills, for Trump to demonstrate that America comes first, for Trump to demonstrate that he's actually looking after Americans in every state of the United States, that border building has been very essential. We also need to remember another aspect of border security for the United States, particularly with respect to push coming from down south. It's narco traffic. The United States is a target for narco cartels, narco barons coming all the way from Colombia and other areas, but also from Mexico, that want to ship significant quantities of narcotics into the United States. So increasing border security for the United States, and Trump acted decisively in this sense, was an attempt to prevent the uncontrollable shipment of drugs, which is happening by the maritime domain, but certainly has been happening a lot across this invisible border that Trump is trying to now turn into some sort of Great Wall of Trump.
Just perhaps as a final point, in terms of decisive action, we're coming up on the US election in November, obviously, and Trump is looking to kind of secure those issues he can really get a handle on and ignore those that he can't, those kind of issues that would be a bit of a loser for him at the polls. Now, this one was a big winner for him in 2016. This issue, the wall, the Mexican border, was a big winner for him in 2016. But in terms of the action we've seen since, it now looks to me, I don't know, as a bit of a loser kind of issue. Do you expect to see any more decisive action before November on this one?
Well, it's a bit difficult to predict. I cannot possibly imagine that Trump will mobilize everyone and will build the wall in 90 days. At the end of the day, the United States is not China. I mean, the Chinese could probably build it very quickly. The question is obviously associated with the cost. When Trump began running the initiative, it was quickly realized that to do a proper border enforcement, you need to commit billions of dollars. And those billions of dollars that would have been budgeted have to be taken from somewhere else. So where would you take this money from? Either social welfare programs, which obviously represents one of the most contested issues for any U.S. president, or from national security and defense. And cutting down on defense is not something that the U.S. electorate, particularly the U.S. military-industrial complex, wants to see, or you start printing more dollars. So I think when Trump, and Trump is a populist, there is no doubt about that. So when Trump's saying, I'll build the wall, I'm not really sure whether he actually understood the whole magnitude of the exercise. Not so much perhaps the construction phase. I'm pretty sure this is something that the Americans can manage, but the cost of the exercise. So whilst wall has been constructed, say over a segment of say 100 kilometers or 200 kilometers, and it looks really formidable and sound, it's still token in regards to the entire length of U.S.-Mexico frontier. So in this sense, Trump may want to continue to push with the whole approach, I'm building up borders, I'm closing the United States to strangers, I'm closing it to aliens, I'm closing it to crime, closing it down to crime. But the reality is it would probably take decades for the whole idea to complete, and to have it done over decades requires enormous political will, enormous investment, and obviously a lot of time. So in terms of this year's elections, I don't think there's going to be any decisiveness or positive news from Trump unless he will try to play around and use COVID-19 as a demonstration that he shut down the United States, and this is part of his effective border policy and border security measures to protect the Americans from anything that is coming across their borders.
Well, Alexei, I do appreciate you joining us again this morning. Always good to have you on. Thanks very much for your time.
Thanks very much for having me.